Welcome to another discombobulated version of the Sunday Morning Hangover. I am your host, the Reverend Mark Time. Today I came into the studio and I'm prepared to do an all-vinyl show. Yeah. So I brought in all my records and I'm looking at the turntable and one of them doesn't work. It's extremely difficult to do an all-vinyl show with one turntable. What it means is that you, the audience, has to have the patience to hear me finish the record, take the record off, put the next record on, and then play it. But for the first part of this program, me, the Reverend Mark Time, who will be with you until 12 o'clock today, I'm going to do all vinyl, even though there's only one turntable. I will plow on, and I will try to get this turntable working. At 11 o'clock today, we have the incredible Sassy from the band Alpha Dahlia coming in. We're going to probe the inner depths of her rock and roll history and get into some things you may not have heard about the legendary Sassy, who's kind of been a fixture on the Eugene scene for a while. So, strap on your seatbelts because this is going to be a very labor-intensive show, and it's called The Sunday Morning Hangover. So this is the part of the show where I take that record off, bring it over here, put this one over here, put that on there. I hope you like this.
Let's drink to the hard-working people. And let's drink to the lonely of faith. Raise your glass for the good and evil. And let's drink to the sorrow of the earth.
Say a prayer for the common foot soldier. Spare a thought for his back-breaking world. Say a prayer for his wife and his children who burn the fire and still till the earth. Do, 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 do.
And when I search a faithless cry, I will imagine it of so gray. Black and white, they just don't look real to me. In fact, they look so strange.
for the stay-at-home voters.
His empty eyes gazed at strange beauty show, an apparatus of brain shattered rather. A choice of cancer, a polio. And when I search a faithless crowd, a wearing of so gray, black and white, they just don't look real to me. In fact, they look so strange.
Yeah, the fabulous Violineers. A little bit of gospel music for you. Pardon me, I gotta go take that record off. Cause I'm working with one turntable today. Yeah, that was the Jagger Richards song from the Rolling Stones album, Beggar's Banquet. And you don't know what a nightmare it is to have one turntable when you're doing an all vinyl show. So, I'm gonna keep it funky because my good friend Star called. Star wanted to hear some James Brown. Well, I didn't have the one that she wanted, but I do have another one. And let's play it. Come on. It's all scratchy. It's all scratchy. It's all good.
Wow! Mama, come here quick and bring that licking stick. Mama, come here quick and bring that licking stick. Mama, come here quick and bring me that licking stick. Horns, mama, come here quick and bring me that licking stick. Mama, come here quick and bring me that licking stick. People standing in a trance. Sister out in the backyard doing an outside dance. I'm telling me the other day she didn't want to be a drag. I don't know what she's doing. I think she's got a brand new bag. Come here quick and bring me that licking stick. Mama, come here quick and bring that licking stick. Now look here, Judy, don't kill me with the laser strokes. When you take his feet right off the ground, doing the mashed potatoes, and then he began to slide, call himself doing the James Brown. Sister says that there she's doing thing. People now begin to talk. She jumped back in that sober stride. Baby, now she's doing the camel walk. Mama, come here quick and bring me that licking stick. Whoa. Mama, come here quick, get it, and bring that licking stick. Mama, come here quick and give me that licking stick. Get out there with your bad self. Ha. One more time. Mama, come here quick and bring that licking stick. Missy, oh.
No, that's Lick and Stick Part 1. I could turn it over and play Lick and Stick Part 2, but I got other ideas here, folks. And the nice thing about having this one turntable in the studio is that it's the one that's far away from the mic. It's the one in the back. So what I'm doing is, while I'm like trying to talk to you and doing this all vinyl presentation of the Sunday Morning Hangover, I'm pulling records out of sleeves, and I'm going over here, and I'm telling you, I got to take it and turn that one down from 45 to 33, because, folks, we're going to take it down a little bit. We're going to go a little bit slow, yeah. Did you ever lose someone, and it's a cold winter day, it's very cold out there, and you lost somebody, and you're just, it's like, well, we're going to call it, see if I cue this up on the fly, we're going to call it the coldest day of your life.
Down below. she's gone. She's what I had dreamed of. What I had dreamed of. She's all that I think of. The coldest days of my life. Thought there was no other, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no.
The cold, coldest days of my life. I had to run for cover, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pure vinyl. Pure vinyl. The Chilites. Or do they call it the Chilites? A Lonely Man has got that Philly sound, produced by Eugene Record from 1972. What a band. And that track clocking in at 8 minutes and 30 seconds. Of course, there was a kind of a shortened version of that, but I wanted to play the long version, not just because, well, I'm down to one turntable, but because the long version just kills. Here, let me take that thing off. On Brunswick Records, and this is Reverend Mark Time. We're doing all vinyl today. Hopefully, if I do all vinyl next week. You know, I'm making a pledge to the audience right here on the Sunday Morning Hangover. I pledge to play more vinyl. In fact, lots of vinyl in the coming months because it just sounds good. You know, I got another one that I got to queue up here. Now, it's kind of tough to queue these things up on the air. It's kind of like when you went, okay, let's pretend like you're over at my house, right? I goes, hey, come on over here. I got, like, the record player. I want to play some records for you. And let me put this song on, okay?
Put this song on. I think you might like it. Because it's one of my favorite songs, you know? And I don't know.
You don't get the needle right in the groove right. You know, you get maybe the tail end of the last record, and you go, no. Just listen, because, you know, it's like a continuation of this set. Some more Philly sound stuff for you.
To go, oh no, even
that's what you say. Now I found out today that all the words had slipped away. That I know there's always a chance, a tiny spark remains, yeah. And sparks turn into flames, and love can burn once again. But I know you know when.
Spinners from the album, just called The Spinners on Atlantic Records. Oh, hold on, we got a call. KWVA. Hey. Oh, you're on the air. Yeah, let me put you on the air. Here, let me see if I can make that happen. I got a friend here that doesn't want to be on the air, but can you hear me?
Yeah, barely.
Yeah,
I'm still 5 minutes behind you here on the air
because of the tape delay. This is my friend Gary Molica. Gary, what happened the other night? You had a nice little party last night. Tell me about it.
Last night was the Berkeley Punks reunion in Los Angeles. We had a whole bunch of us who were on the scene that Mark was part of, also late '70s, early '80s, and included people in the movie industry, a couple members of the Jim Carroll Band, an ex member of Sparks and The Call. And me and my wife.
Yeah, I wish I was there. Of course, this is Gary from Pasadena. And where was this, in Glendale or somewhere?
This was in Eagle Rock at Steve Lindsley's house.
Steve Lindsley, of course, the guitar player. He was guitar player or bass for Jim?
He was the bass player
Jim Carroll.
Jim Carroll Band. Here's something I didn't know, Mark. You know who the second guitarist was? His uncle was the first guitarist, the one that we knew. When they moved to New York, you know who the next guitarist was?
Who's that?
A guy named John Tiven.
Gary and I grew up with a kid named John Tiven back in Milford, Connecticut, and he had something called the New Haven Rock Press, and we used to go over there, and we used to just bug the crap out of him. And who would have thunk that he'd turn into a producer and a guy who worked with Alex Chilton and a whole bunch of others? That's so funny. So John Tiven was in the John Carroll Band?
I didn't know that, and also later on Lenny Kay was. So this was after we knew those guys.
Of course, Lenny Kay from the Patti Smith Group. We could go on and on. I could do a talk show. I don't know if you tuned in and heard that I'm down to one turntable, right?
Yeah, I heard that.
And so,
well, we used to do that back in Milford. We only had one turntable.
Right. And, well, exactly, yeah. And I'd go into your room, which had records scattered all over it, and you'd go, "Hey, I've got this record I want to play for you," and you'd put it on kind of like this.
Help me.
So my friend Gary, who I have on the phone here, has this encyclopedic knowledge of, like, all records. Like, what do you know about the Eighth Day record that we just played, Gary?
Oh, God, that's one of my soul days were kind of waning. That was, like, what, early 70s? And that's when you and I were just sitting around listening to probably nothing much but Soft Machine and Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Yeah, well, I could tell you that it's on the Invictus record.
Yeah, Invictus label was the label that Holland Dozier and Holland, who wrote all the big Motown hits, when they moved to California, Holland Dozier and Holland didn't want to move with them and all that, so they stayed behind and started the Invictus label that... had bands like Hot Wax and who else was on it? Frida Payne was on there.
Who was that band that did Just Another Heartache? Didn't it? Were they on that? That all-girl band?
I can't remember. Oh, and the other big band was Chairman of the Board.
Oh, Chairman of the Board. Anyhow, Reverend Mark Time here in The Hangover, and I just figured I'd put Gary on because I've got one turntable and I got to vamp a little bit. The next record.
One turntable and a microphone.
Yeah, well, I've got one turntable and a microphone. That's so funny. I think we'll call that on the archives. But anyways, the next one is kind of a fun record. You and I used to have a little fun with this because it's by the Fantastic Johnny C.
Fantastic Johnny C. on Phil L.A. of Soul. They went all high budget on him. The picture on there was multiple pictures on the album cover, and it looks like he's doing a whole lot of stuff. And it turns out he's like standing in the middle street, and they just went different spots all around it and took the same picture of him from different angles.
Yeah, and the record's kind of a low-budget affair. Well, here, let me play it, and then we'll get to the punchline. Hang on.
Okay.
Let me put this thing on. I'm putting the needle down, folks. I'm raising the faders. There we go. I love that record. Gary, you there?
I'm here.
Yeah. On the Phil L.A. label. Fantastic Johnny C. Boogaloo.
Not Johnny Corley, yeah.
Johnny Corley, is that his name?
Yeah, he was actually like a producer and stuff.
Yeah.
But one of the big things with Phil L.A. of Soul is that they tended to reuse the backing tracks for both sides. One of the most famous ones of that is you remember The Horse by Cliff Nobles?
Right, right. I was just talking to somebody about that.
Well, it turns out The Horse was the backing track. The other side was the actual song. I can't remember off the top of my head what it was. But Same thing kind of happened here, but
Johnny
was mostly a behind-the-scenes guy. When I was back in the days when I was collecting obscure R&B stuff, there was a guy named Jesse James who was on the Phil L.A. Soul, I think. But Johnny actually wrote Boogaloo Down Broadway for him,
right?
But decided to do it himself.
And
but they didn't have a whole lot of stuff to do, so what they had to do, though, to make... You know, they didn't have a whole lot of money. A lot of these people later became the mainstays of the TSOL, Philadelphia Sound.
Yeah, but this
back then they didn't have a whole lot of money. So what they did was they reused the backing track on the other side.
Yeah, which is a song.
Look What Love Can Make You Do.
Look what love. What? Well, we'll figure it out.
Baby, oh baby, look what love.
Are we on the air?
You do. I said, baby, oh, baby, look what love can make you do. Make you work day and night. Just to keep her looking right by the time.
All right, Garrett, that's really great, that story about look what love can do. So, the record's skipping.
Oh, no. Hey, I got to run. My wife's calling me for breakfast.
Ah, you got to go to breakfast. Okay.
Got to go to breakfast.
All right. See you later, Gare.
Bye.
Bye. All right. You guys at home get the point, right? And I could also do this. You know, I could just play, like, a record skipping. We could do anything on the air here on the Sunday Morning Hangover. You know, but actually... The reason behind this whole vinyl extravaganza is that what I really wanted to do was I wanted to show you how great vinyl sounds. Like that last record, you know? So, let's try this one. Yeah, Snap, Crackle, and Pop, but listen. Gary Hobisch, you're on the air.
Are we on right now?
Yes, you are. I've got you on the air right now.
Man, I love this record. I love this record.
Yeah. Well, see, you're hearing it in delay. You're hearing Do It Again by the Beach Boys, which
I am.
I already just took off the air, but you're hearing it like 30 seconds early because you're on the net at www.kwvaradio.com.
Oh, okay. Then what am I listening to now?
Well, what I'm doing is I'm putting you on the air to give myself a chance to put the next record on because I'm working with one turntable here. Isn't this the greatest thing? I announced to everybody I'm going to do an all vinyl show and one of the turntables is broken. It's just so apropos.
Well, you see how that works then.
I shouldn't have done it. And I even called my good friends Craig Lev from Snap, Crackle, and Pop on Friday when he was on the air. I said, hey, Craig, are you playing vinyl today? He goes, no. I go, well, I just want to see if the turntables were working. And he says, they look okay to me, but.
That's always the yardstick I use.
Anyhow, while I got you on the phone, Mr. Gary Hobisch, you got anything you want to talk about? Well, you've been a very, very busy man lately.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, last time I was on, I talked about that Bach Shiva record.
That's right.
And it's done, and it's going to be out next month. And the organization that is putting that out, which is a Jewish Modern Cultural Society, had a wonderful thing at the Jewish Contemporary Museum the other night. They put on a show, one-time-only all-star show with Irving Fields, the guy who did Bagels and Bongos in 1959.
Wow.
He's 94 years old, or as he says, 93 and a half.
Wow, he's only 1 year older than me.
And, yeah, for once I wasn't the oldest guy in the room.
That's right, yeah, I remember you posting that.
And on the stage at the same time was the Yiddish, Jewish singer and comic, Korean Johnny Yoon.
See, now we are getting so obscure. We have just lost everybody. Between you and my friend Gary Malika on the air just a few minutes ago.
Yeah, yeah. This stuff is like, it's no more obscure than turning Boogaloo Down Broadway over and playing the same backing track, really, is it?
No. Or some of those Little Marcy records. I was talking with my friend Bill Finneran the other day, and he listens to the show, and he gets a kick out of all this obscure stuff. But most people have absolutely no idea what we're talking about. Anyhow, back on track, you are now working on a couple of other projects.
Well, that would be nice if it were true.
No, you're finishing off the True Margaret CD, right?
Yes, the True Margaret CD is done.
Yeah.
This weekend.
Yeah.
And it'll probably be out sometime in July, and we're really thrilled with it. Go to www.truemargaret.com.
Oh, you can't say go. You can't say go to.
You can't?
No, you can't say go to. I highly recommend that you visit www.truemargaret.com. Is that the address?
but since it's an odd spelling, you can get away with it.
Right. It's True Margaret, like True Grit.
It's Margrit.
And what's the new True Margaret CD going to be called?
It's going to be called, I hear it's going to be called The Juggler's Progress.
Yeah.
It's our third CD.
Yeah.
And we're real thrilled with it, and I'm also working with a wonderful San Francisco jazz singer named Marlena Teich, working on her album, and she is doing a bunch of benefit gigs in the Fillmore Jazz District for patients of Alzheimer's. She has a band called Jazzheimers.
What were we just talking about?
another project I've got here, a local
jazz singer. Yeah, okay, yeah. It's kicking in. You have one other thing you were working on. You were remixing or remastering another project. I saw you in your email or something. You had something else you were working on. Besides the archives of the SundayMorningHangover.com.
Which, by the way, will be updated this afternoon with the last couple of weeks' shows.
Yes.
With Haley and Honey Visor.
Yeah, yes. Haley Loran, who was on 2 weeks ago, I am sure she's anxious to hear her version of her singing over Samson by Regina Spektor and Honey and I singing Yellow Submarine by the Beatles last week together, yes.
And that stuff's not even on vinyl.
No. Well, anyways, Gary, I could feel the vibes. People want to hear more records. So I want to.
They certainly don't want to hear more of me. So.
Let me put something on. I'll talk to you off the air. Hang on a second.
Here, let's go.
This one sounds real good on vinyl. You'll like it.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, so hard to bear. You give me fever.
You give me fever.
When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, 'cause I know you're gonna treat me right. You give me fever.
You give me fever.
When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight.
You give me fever.
Fever. In the morning, fever.
Something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing.
Fever started long time ago.
You give me fever.
Baby, turn on your love light.
Yeah, yeah.
Let it shine on me.
Yeah, welcome to the Sunday Morning Hangover Record Party. Here, let's take that one off. We'll do that live on the air. Because like I said, I've only got one turntable, and I can only play do one thing at a time. This is the Reverend Mark time, and a couple of events coming up. There is a bunch of plays at Lane Community College called Spring Inspirations through this afternoon. Okay, and then next weekend, May 9th through 11th, the show starts at 8. Admissions donation with proceeds going to the Theater Scholarship Fund, the door of the Blue Theater on campus. Yeah, so that's going to be a good one. Also, today, after the show, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you are invited to the open house of the Willamette Animal Guild. You can learn how to trap and spay and neuter your animals. That's right, yeah, if you got some stray cats, low-cost spay and neutering, there's a nonprofit group, you know. 5,000 spayed and neutered animals means 25,000 less unwanted cats and dogs. That's the Willamette Animal Guild open house, refreshments, seminars on how to trap a cat today, this afternoon at 1 o'clock at WAG, Willamette Animal Guild, over on Royal and 99, right behind the Dairy Mart, I believe. Okay, I got another record I want to put on. So, oh, where did the, you know, this is, you're in trouble and you have a spindle. Now we're going to get real bubblegummy. Did you guys ever know a girl named Tracy?
Well, this is for you, Tracy.
I dig the name Tracy.
So glad I
Yeah, the Cufflinks. They're that bunch of guys behind that whole Archie sound. Here, let's look at that record. Let's take it off the turntable and look at it. Yes, we're playing nothing but vinyl today. Produced by Paul Vance and Les Pockris, whoever that is. Written by the same Tracy on Van Lee Music Corp by the Cufflinks. Very interesting. Of course, you know, I don't want to play just old music today. We do have somebody modern and new coming in at 11 o'clock. Sassy from Alpha Dahlia. She's going to tell us rock and roll stories from a rock and roll girl. As a matter of fact, was that her at the doorbell? I thought I just heard the doorbell. If it is, I've got to tell you about next week's show. It's my Mother's Day show, and I used to drive my mom crazy with this record. It's called Wooly Bully, and what I would do is, like, I had a hip pocket record player that played records in the car. It was like these little, like, flexi records, and in the back seat, and I would put on my favorite record of all time, Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, and I would crank it up right in the middle when the guy screams, and I would just drive my mom nuts with this.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Okay, I got Sassy downstairs. She's coming in a second. But before we do a little interview with Sassy, just want to let you know, this is KWVA Eugene. I want to play one more record. And, oh, my goodness. You know those little plastic things that sit in the middle? This one just fell off. So hold on. All right. Now, I want to play you my all-time favorite Prince song. And it sounds real good on vinyl. Okay? So I hope you like this. Because if you don't, what good are you, right?
I'm She knew how to get a kick. She wore a mask every birthday.
Chance to do it all again.